All right, mate, I'm going to do inversion.
So. Okay, sorry, just missed you, yeah.
So basically, Adam and I have just been on the phone for about 7 hours to Stuart and Aubrey, just to let you know. Mehul, hello, good day to you.
Hello, Max, how you doing?
Yeah, okay.
Can I spin a monologue to you briefly, and then we need to address... I know, you, like last time I was raised, you're like, wow, I'm not doing anything at the company until I get my share sorted, blah, blah, blah. But I need your help with some shit at the company, and the share stuff will be on part of this conversation. So we progress forward, okay? Okay, so monologue, just bear with me. So, I've got some notes. Re-MP share, scribble notes. Basically, the plan, as far as I can tell from Adam and myself, is to do what we believe is fair and right. God's honest truth, I don't remember all the conversations that happened. I understand that there was conversations to buy 50-50 from Matt. I understand there was conversations to allow the company to buy it. I understand there were conversations that we put money in, like you went, I'm happy to raise money, and I'm happy to raise money, big balls, whatever, at times. I'm not going to... I'm being completely fucking honest in this conversation. I've shared similar with Vosi earlier. The bottom line is, you know, I'm not going to lie and say, no, I remember this. I don't remember exactly how things worked out. Anyway, just hear me out for the whole monologue. Bear with me. Basically, many conversations. We talked about 50-50, talked about company buying shares, talked about this, talked about we would buy it like you and me or you and my mum or whatever, whether that's, we didn't know the numbers at the time, but whether that was the 40 grand or whatever, blah, blah, all open for discussion. I only want to do what's fair. But backdrop to this entire conversation and everything that's happening at the moment is I've only had one aspiration. It's remains my aspiration, and that's George, Adam, and myself are the most senior decision makers, governance parties to this business, and that we work together as a team, and that we should be friends and brothers, and things have happened that we want to kill each other for, but if we fucking fail and don't work as a team right now, not just right now, forever, it should be for the next 20 fucking years, or if we sell out in 3, that'd be awesome. But, you know, we have to work together. Sorry, back to my notes. My personal belief, and I'm just sharing it openly, none of anything I say is dictatorial. It's just ideas of what I think. I personally think it's a fucking ball ache to get any decisions made. And, you know, between, well, the three of us, for example, I don't give Adam his rights, and if I ever defer you, Mehul, or ask you to speak to Adam, it's never disrespectful to you, mate. Like, I think of you as a friend. I really want us to repair the friendship. I think it's a fucking travesty if we don't, because of what's happened and all the bad shit that's been done, like where people have done really bad shit, like what Ranveer has done, like what he continues to do, and I'll come back to that in terms of his most recent thing. You know, we're good people. I honestly believe, Mehul, you have a good heart. I honestly believe you're an untrusting motherfucking bastard. And I honestly believe that you know that I'm probably an untrusting motherfucking bastard. And, you know, you had your life experiences. I've had my life experiences. All I want to do is what is fair. And, you know, I think if the three of us can establish a leadership and partnership together, and Adam isn't part of that because of the real fact that he did buy in originally. It's not that I'm giving it to him. And by the way, as I said to you earlier, Mehul, where the drugs you're giving Vosi, it's like, no, but what about Mel's fairness on this? Fairness on that? Whatever. Anyway, so the bottom line is, I think it's incredibly hard to make decisions at a shareholder level. I am a big advocate that actually, and again, this is just ideas at the moment, but I personally would rather there were only 3 voting shareholders, and they would be Mel Patel or Shank Trampstel, Cindy Busfield or George Busfield, and Adam Vosi, James Vosi, whatever. That enables us to make very clear categorical decisions for the business. I think we should all be remunerated and rewarded in exactly the same way. I think I made a mistake when we moved from RAN to JET that I entrusted access to the bank account to Aubrey and Jason. I did it because it was just, I had so much going on that I was like, yeah, I need these guys to approve stuff, run the business, blah, blah. I personally think if you look back at Matthew and Ranveer, despite all their failings and the things they did wrong, and we should never replicate that, that the only people that should see the bank should be Mehul, Adam, and George. And therefore, you know, like when, for example, when we didn't buy live sport, you know, the immediate response by Albury was, let's go and spend this, let's get bonuses this, let's do that. And yet there's the naivety. I mean, Albury, I've had a very long conversation with Albury today, giving him all the facts, whatever. We should absolutely support Albury going forward. He's been a very loyal, decent person. I may have not supported him as much as I should have, and I've apologised to him for that. He's not perfect. He hasn't run a business before, but with particularly you and I, Mehul, with the kind of commercial experience we have, we should be able to assist him in proceeding with that going forward. He's also open-minded to the idea that we have this leadership steering committee, which I really, really want us to implement, which is like the executive management team, which is should be made up of someone from finance, someone from technology, someone from operations, COO, someone from desk, which should be Lint or Yogesh, and I always forget one part, CTO, which should be Jason. I want very much to impose that up to a certain limit that they can run the business on our behalf as shareholders. I am, hand on heart, desperate to repair the damage in relationships with you, Mehul. Not just because I don't want to fight, because, well, you and I know each other well enough, mate. We'll fight to the fucking wazoo and we'll fucking go to the ends of the earth, and ultimately we're all going to fucking lose and we're going to hurt some other people in the process. And I don't think you want that from what Adam's relating to me recently. And also, again, it's a fucking travesty, mate. You know, but actually, we should be fucking brothers and partners and so on. So I continue with my notes. Part of me thinks that Matthew and Anthony's shares should no longer be voting shares either, that only voting shares should be assigned to Shankrakant, Cindy and Adam. Happy to give Adam his shares in his own right, or throw him with my mother as he wishes. And that, you know, new parties that join the company, and I've read up a lot on this recently in terms of share options and so on, whether that's a new CEO that we decide in 6 to 12 months we want to appoint because he's the fucking guru of every VC fucking leveraging opportunity in the world. And I've said that we won't do that, and I hope you concur, Mehul. I haven't asked for your approval, but I am herein sort of asking for your approval, that I don't think that any such decision should be made without Albury's agreement, because that's respectful to him. At the moment, I envisage he is COO, acting CEO. It may be, if Mehul and George can actually pull their shit together and do some VC shit themselves, that we don't need another CEO. We'll only just spend fucking hundreds of thousands recruiting one. But nonetheless, we owe it out of duty and loyalty to Albury not to make that decision without his right. If Matthew and Anthony become non-voting shares, I mean, ultimately, it's the same for Linton and Jason, is that we retain, you know, they get the ability then, we have much more flexibility going forward to assign such shareholdings to any new party that joins the company, whether it be CEO, whether it be Lint, whether it be Albury, whether it be Jason, and potentially more generously, given that, I'm sorry, and this is a backdrop and maybe a result of my childhood, I'm not willing to relinquish my mother's shareholding below 50% in any discussions, and part of that is the fact that, you know, that 50% is already made up of about 5-6 people, all of whom are effectively entrusting me or Adam to make decisions on their behalf. So if we actually allocated exact shareholdings, there'd be another 6 people with shareholdings, and you'd just see Jamie votes, Adam votes, and blah blah, and anyone could side with anybody, really. And all I'm trying to do is simplify it so that we can, together, as we always hoped and aspired to, is drive forward the business. So, blah, blah, next note, aspiration, MPGB, I'm just going to read this shit now because I'll forget it otherwise. MPGB, EV, top of the shop, make decisions, all take the same from the company going forward. Future historic matters to be addressed, I'll come to that in a minute. I think there is a need to acknowledge a few things. One is, obviously, you know, my name is now on a High Court defence document from Kelly Tinkler, regarding his plan to sue me for the costs that Mr. Tetman has incurred and the cost of the case going forward. Have you seen that document, Mehul?
I haven't yet. I'm aware that you got a document, but I haven't seen that document.
I'll send it to you if you want. Do you want to see it?
It doesn't make no difference to me, but...
Okay, so basically, so Part of the reason going back to RAN Limited when we moved from RAN to Jet was I paid a lot of stuff out of the back of my pocket. I paid a lot of stuff grey, a lot of things needed to happen, blah, blah. There was also an element of Adam and I, particularly for this exact reason, given that our houses were on the line, needed to have a pot of money to be ensured that we could defend ourselves if somebody came attacking. Secondly, I did, Ranveer was on 110,000. I took a pay cut, if you like, not that I did, but I agreed to take, you know, less money, albeit mine was like hours based as opposed to, you know, a monthly payroll. Secondly, I asked Aubrey to take a cut, blah, blah, and I haven't invoiced the company for many, many months. Nonetheless, happy to do the transparency and reconciliation as discussed. I actually wrote to Jason yesterday, said I would happily do it for him. My position on that is slightly grey at the moment because actually I do, having thought about some of this stuff, I do feel that maybe I owe that obligation to you, Mehul, not to him. I continue, sorry, bear with me. So GB AV houses on the line, case in point, Tinkler now suing. But also something that I think you raised with Adam recently, Mehul, is I'm also not, I have, you know, I don't know how much Jason's relayed, but I, you know, I have felt like it's all very well, like, Mehul, what's this, Mehul, what's that, and you said to me before, turns up after the fight. You know, yes, I do think that Adam Vose and myself have put our fucking balls on the line, same with Antiques, same with fucking directorship, same with so on, but I, let me not minimalise what you have done, and I do not minimalise it.
Also,
you
let me just sort of interject there for a couple of bits. Number one, I don't know Adam's house scenario, but I know that yours is in trust, blah, 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 so it wasn't on the line. And no. Secondly, and feel free to correct me.
Mine's
but
not in trust.
No, I know yours is in trust. But secondly, and I'm happy to be corrected. This is a full, frank, open conversation, blah, blah. As far as your contract being based per hours as opposed to a normal contract, well, when we first spoke, you said you were going to pay yourself 75 grand a year. I can imagine why you've put it per hour, and you, it's very easy for you to go, I've spent a billion hours and therefore I'm due £1 billion in consultancy. What I would say is that as a trader, I can make a decision in a millisecond. If you don't have the ability to do that, should the company compensate you for a billion hours? You can argue the toss. I will categorically say, like I always have, we would not be here whenever I start one of my rants, we would not be here without your tenacity, your efforts, and everything you did, right? I think that...
Thank you.
But I no, but it's true. You know, it's true. And that's the honest thing. And, you know, I honestly...
Michael, before you say the next sentence, can I say something?
Yeah.
We forget, well, not forget, Chrissy, but I need you, mate.
No, no, but help. Look, but need bottom line is... The business in the last 6 to 9 months has actually gone backwards. Our competitors, if you remember when we spoke about 3 months ago, be mango charts good or bad or doing shit, and we're not doing anything. And I think there's a real chance that we're not going to have a business in 6 months' time.
I agree.
And coupled with that, I have this massive, massive problem. And my biggest issue is that actually you've asked me to do this, 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 and this, be it Aubrey's shirt, give Aubrey your shares in Ranswalk and sign this or get dad to sign that and blah, blah, blah. And I've done it all. I've done it all. And all I've asked is, actually, dad's pension's coming up. I want his shares in his pension because he gets a payout tax-free or gets his dividend tax-free, and it's not happened. And at that point, I was just like, fuck this. I've had enough of this shit. So that was my red line. I told you it was my red line, and it got crossed. Coupled with that, 3 months prior to that, I was like, I'm happy to pay in. I sent you the ABN bank statement. By the way, to have an account at ABN AMRO, you have to have at least 2 million deposited with them. But I sent you a sub-account bank statement with enough money
you
to...
You don't need to...
give it a begin or whatever. But I'm just telling you.
You don't need to validate.
But I've just gone... I sent it to you, but I was like, you know, 2-3 weeks before that event, I said, this is what has to happen in order for this money to come across. And I basically wrote an email to myself, which was, this is how it's going to play out. And Adam will call me on a Friday and go, oh, we don't have time. Can you just transfer money? Then Adam will call me on a Sunday and blah, blah, blah. I'll send you the email. And it's exactly what happened.
And you know what we did? We had a guy come down to you at 4. We rang him at 1 in the morning. He was in London at 4 a.m. with a document saying...
But it wasn't a stock transfer form, was it?
No, hang on.
Mel, firstly, this conversation is absolutely categorically not about conflict, okay?
It's just about, okay?
But, I'm not saying I got it right. I'm not saying you got it right. I'm not saying Ghosty got it right. We had somebody drive down that... Like, you know, you said to me a while ago, bet you wish you bought your fucking shares for $5,000. You know what?
You could have had them for $7,000.
I don't. And I'll be honest with you, mate. I swear to you, I fucking don't wish that.
Because I would if I was in your shoes.
Okay? But let me be honest with you, mate. Do you think I'm weaker without you, mate? The company is weaker without you. I know this. Like, I'm not. I don't wish that I bought them for you. Apart from obviously does.
Well, I can honestly say that if I was in your shoes, I wish I had bought them.
You wish I had bought them?
No, if the roles were reversed, I can honestly say I wish I would have bought them for $7,000. Just be honest, right?
No, but that's fair enough. But then, you know, I don't offer you what you offer me. You offer me... 19 years in the market, relationships, insight, all of that, which I don't have. So,
you don't need to blow hot air up my arse. I've got
You're a fucking, you can be a fucking absolute fucking dick at times.
But,
yeah?
How do we sort this out? Let's get rid of the.
Let me just finish because I want to share my ideas with you, okay? Just okay. And blah, blah. And I need to come to some shit that's very prevalent for business, more importantly. Okay? Bottom line is, so I've said, basically acknowledge, and oh, sorry, one thing on what you just said. Yes, I did put my house in trust, mate, but if you actually look at history, how many fucking trusts get overturned? And they'll say, no, you did that to protect the business, you didn't do it to fucking this, that, and the other. I've done everything I can, not everything I can, but I've done some of what I can to try and protect my assets, right? But they are not wholly protected, NP. Honestly, they're not.
That's all
I can tell you. Okay. Like, so yes, I am a bit scared, you know. Nonetheless, whatever, it is what it is. Okay. Bottom line is, as I said, we need to work it out fairly. I know there's discussions like should we both pay the $42,000 in if that's the mode we're going down. There's also the potential to say, you know, where are Matt and Anthony on this? The other option is, not the other option. The other consideration is, you know, is halfway a fair point? I'm not sitting here, mate, saying, no, you fucking categorically agreed that fucking the company would buy the shares and you would therefore end up with 24.3%. I could take that position because that would be the strongest position I have. Yes? And bear in mind, I'm aware you might be recording this conversation. But
the phone does it automatically because it's a broken phone.
I'm not recording the conversation.
No, okay? But I'm telling you, the phone does it automatically. But what I'm saying is, you and I had a conversation.
Hang on, please, MP, just let me finish, and then we'll come back to it, okay? Please, because I'm trying to get all this shit out, okay. Yeah, and then you'll have probably a myriad of things to say. Bottom line is, there were various conversations had, blah, blah. I'm be honest with you, I can't remember exactly how it was set out. Bottom line is, if the company buys it, it seems fair that it's X percent. If it's not going to be, somebody buys it, it seems it's another percent. If it's not, and if you think other conversations are had, then that needs to be a discussion too, and we work it out fairly, and we work it out as a fucking team, and we need to stop fucking fighting each other. My only aspiration is that we end up, in my perfect scenario, we end up Mehul Patel 33%, Adam Bose 33%, me 33%, and if that needs, you know...
Well, Gordon, it can't work out like that, because Adam put in 33% of mine.
Hang on. If that means we have to buy the shares off Matthew and Anthony, for example, yeah, then we buy the shares off them, put the money into the business or something like that, yeah, because Matt's got a debt to the business, that gives the income to the business. I'm just talking hypothetically, these are not like absolutely fucking cast iron whatever, yeah. The bottom line is, I do think that fucking hell, do we really want another fucking six people joining this conversation to make decisions about the company. I really want Metal, George, and Adam to be able to make material decisions about the company.
Well,
that's my view. Hang on, hear me out. MP, please. I do totally agree that the team needs empowering. I think we should put in a leadership team. I've talked to Alex Piper about it. I'm not sure how much detail I've gone into with you guys, but basically I think it should be five people. One, which I've just relayed earlier, you know, IT, finance, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
None of us, I think, want to be there every fucking day doing the business. Yeah. So we should just agree on an executive team that runs the business for us. And we give our consultancy and expertise to the business accordingly. It's fine that we have different opinions, but what we must do is do what's fair, and what we must do is do what is the right thing to each other and for the business. Us fighting is killing the business, and it's going to only result in negatives. I've made some mistakes, well, many mistakes, but as I've said, one of the things is I don't think it's wise that certain people have access to the bank. I think Mehul should access the bank, Adam and myself. I also think we have got to, as a team, as a partnership, we've got to try and stop these corridor conversations that are, you know, case in point yesterday, Stuart rings me, oh, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure, I might rescind my signature on the contract because now I hear Adam Bose hates me. So what longevity do I have? We are disaligned at the moment as leadership. It is a terrible impact on the business. We have to short the shares, blah, blah. That has to be done fairly and so on. That's the end of the point regarding the shares. Can I just move to current matter, critical matters at hand? So basically, Stuart has been on the call with all of this has been relayed as best and fairly as I can to Aubrey as well. Basically, SP contract. Bottom line is, you know, that contract, let's work it out. So 100, it's like 192 or 182 or something, just in terms of the contract. And there were various payments made to Stuart before. So we're over 200,000. This offers Jet Group something like 40,000 to 50,000, maybe 60,000 in tax savings, which we have a massive issue with right now that we have to address. It also provides us, as in the shareholders of the Jet Group, with the right to buy all shares in any live sport entity that we want for the pound, for £1. Yeah, we're not quite sure how the legal implications of that work out at the moment, but it may give us rights of access, for example, to micro latency, rights of access to X, Y, and Z, blah, blah.
But who it allows is I can't pronounce his name, so I'll rudely say the Bulgarian shareholder at 75.5% right now. It doesn't allow me to buy 37.5% or, sorry, 36.8% of...
Okay, so the shareholding matter is going to be addressed fairly and equitably. So the current situation with Mr. Dimitrov, yeah?
Yeah.
Is not what we envisage to be the final situation in NewCo. And I ask us to refer to it as NewCo because I don't want to implicate you or your father or my mother or dad and my anyone.
Okay.
Like there's no I know you're untrusting Matt, yeah. There is no intent to do what is not fair. Nothing.
Okay.
So the contract with Stu is, and those shares that we have the right to buy, then therefore you have your entitlement to your shares, whatever, but it doesn't matter. We as a fucking team have the right to buy those shares for a pound, right? Similarly, Tinker has basically rung Kettman today and said he's filing high court action, which I will send you.
Had a copy of.
Is what it is, against RAN Limited and myself. For all the costs, both past, historic, and future, relating to any legal actions that Petman takes against Livesport. It's based on one document. It's based on one line from David Bailey saying, RAN Limited agrees to support your case. David, and I do have a recording of this conversation, basically David has affirmed to me that that money, that statement was in referred to the provision of documents and evidence to support the cases, not funding. And obviously, you can understand that I might feel a little bit miffed that, you know, I've gone out on a limb and asked Adam and James Vose and Simon Cleverley to buy antiques to enable us all to proceed with a legal action. And now I'm being sued personally for that action. Nonetheless, he's saying that he's going to do that. We need to sign the contract. Adam, there's a 62 grand payment from Jet to GCV earlier in the year. Adam and I will put 62 grand in. We won't call it anything. We'll just call it a 62 grand payment. We'll do a reconciliation for all the accounts and so on. And we'll work it out fairly and justly. We'll do that now because I think the company needs it. And I'll come to the matter regarding singing
transfer,
in it.
Transfer,
yeah. Yeah, as in those, so GCV will transfer. It can be done in advance or concurrently or whatever.
Can do that tomorrow.
The only pragmatic matter is that, well, you'll have to go to the bank, basically, because the actual limit on that account electronically.
No, I know. I can go in the bank and do it tomorrow morning.
So we can pay we'll pay 62 grand in. Yeah. Which unwinds the 62 grand payment earlier in the year. And then we'll address the payment to Petman, which basically resolves Petman issues, gets him back out selling. We've got Alex Piper on the verge of re-signing with us to work with fucking Petman. With Petman. We just had Petman tell us we've basically lost £81,000 in signing because we're not following up on trials, partly maybe because Alex isn't there, but partly because maybe Alec doesn't want to show Petman to be profitable. And partly maybe I have no idea. And it should fall to Aubrey as the CEO to resolve that issue. But as shareholders and, you know, governance for the business, we should basically be looking at that and saying, well, that's not acceptable. Also, this contract basically protects James Vose and it honours our word to him. It also honours our word to Stuart. It honours our word to both myself and Adam. And we need to sign it and we need to make it happen. Otherwise, we're going to have a fucking court case tomorrow with fucking Tinker.
Right.
So, I continue. Suppose, well, as I say, 62 grand goes back from GCV. There's a payment made back from GCV pending, you know, transparency and reconciliation. On consideration, I did offer this to Jason yesterday or the day before because I was like, you know, Jason's been he's been an ally to me, let's be honest. He's very close to me and Mehul. You know this as well as I do, right? But you've done an excellent job, Mehul, of maybe deterring his alliance, and I'm not pitching at you for this, it's just the way it is, alliance to maybe doubt myself. And that's fine, you know, I'm willing to stand up and be counted. Going forward, I do think that, you know, as I've said, whatever the shareholders work out that, I do think there should be an equitable split between, and we should all three be remunerated accordingly. And fairly and transparently. I think we need to leave the business from front. I think we need to have the LSC. And then on my last page, scribbles, and I send you a couple of pictures of this page, Mehul. We must unite and lead. We must implement LSC to approve X amount of pounds up to a certain amount. Happy to provide reconciliation, but I do think there needs to be an acknowledgement for both Mehul doing work, but also for the risk that Adam and George have taken on, particularly noting the latest High Court case served against George.
Which is what I said to Adam earlier. If we just get the shareholdings done, I'm not really fussed about GCV. If you pay yourself X haven't paid yourself Y, just, you know, just do it. Just all I want is that
I don't
in
want
name.
To be Adam paid Y and George paid Y. What I want going forward, what I want is Mehul paid Y, Adam paid Y, George paid Y. We're all in fucking agreement. And if you fight, if anyone has a fucking issue with the way the company is run,
I mean, I think
a three-man motherfucking team, and they are rock motherfucking solid like musketeers.
I think
fucking fought this shit for.
I think inherently, I agree. I think that Busfield should be one, MP or CP or whoever you want to say should be the other. As Adam will testify, he has obviously been fed my drugs today, but is inherently loyal to you, and therefore my view would be we would have someone that we both agree as number three, and I don't know who we both agree would be number three to make decisions would be.
I can't, but like, why would, after all I've been through, mate, why would I give up the right, like, say, for example, right now, like, let's say that Matt had shares or you had, you can align, you know, at the moment you and Jason can align. Anyone can align. I could fall out with Adam and he could fucking align to you.
No, it's not a case of aligning. This is a case of what's best for business. And
well, maybe James votes. Maybe James votes is the answer.
I don't know the guy, but I'm guessing he's Adam's brother. So
Yeah, he is.
And I'll give you an example.
Jamie and George have had
Why did I have to go to a meeting about 5-6 years ago with Adam Vose, Jamie Vose, and Rambit?
I don't know of a meeting.
Yes, you do. You do know, because they challenged me that like what I'd done in the initial transaction of the deal was too much
right,
in my
okay. Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what happened was, you know, blah, blah, and Rambit said, well, I think you'd go to court, James. You know, and James is more aggressive than Adam would be, but Adam was a cunt and let me down and basically let me be fucking put over the coals. Whatever. You know, Adam is not a fucking commercially experienced person, yeah? But he is a good mediator, and blah, blah. But Jamie perhaps is better. I don't know. But the point is, I'm not giving this entitlement because I'm like, oh, let my mate be this. I'm giving them this entitlement because they fucking bought the shares, right? And the bottom line was, they took me to account with fucking Rambit. And I actually worked out in my favour because Rambit went, well, if you go to court, and Jamie literally went, huh? What are you fucking talking about, man? I'm fucking going to court. He's my mate. Like, literally, like, are you fucking retarded? Yeah? Like, and in the end, what did I do? I gave Adam and Jamie, I felt that I was in the right. I was legally definitely in the right, but I still gave them the shares, the additional shares that they asked for, because I didn't want to be on the wrong side of right and wrong. And I certainly didn't want to be on the wrong side of right and wrong with people that I respected and considered to be my friends. And that happened, and you know, I was called to account on that occasion by my closest friend. So don't think that they are, and you know, conversations I have with Adam now, mate, you know, like I have the power now to do pretty much whatever the fuck I want, but I don't do it because I don't think it's the right thing to do, and I want to speak to you, MP. I want to speak to you and fucking talk about what we agree as a team because I want us to be a fucking team. And that's pretty much it, really.
Okay.
I need to address the Stuart contract. I also need to address the issues with Jason.
I'm happy for you to do both of those. I mean, for me, nothing has really changed as far as I'm concerned. But Dad has 37% shareholding in the company. It was what was agreed.
It's actually 36.2.
36 point whatever, yeah. It was what was agreed. And I just want that in his name. I think that there's no diplomatic way of putting this. There's two guys up north who haven't got a clue about the square mile, but think they do, who will harm the business.
That's not true.
Maybe
we
it is.
We don't think we do.
Okay. But anyway, it is what it is. I know that you have issues with me being in the office because I get to speak to staff, blah, blah, blah. Just comes down to trust issues and all that sort of stuff, which is fine. But I think it's not.
And it is that. I'll be honest with you. It is that.
Yeah, no. So it's just.
I have no fucking issues with you being in the office.
Except
for the fact the last couple of months, we've kind of both doubted each other's trust.
But I've not been in the office once in the last couple of months.
But the point is, mate, I don't care. I don't want to
But the bottom line is, look, I just want Dad shares in his name. I want to grow the business. And funnily enough, one of the things that Schneider actually said, which sort of resonates at a board meeting that you were at as well, was that his brother owned 30% of of LiveSquawk Holdings, and that he never worked differently just because he did, because he was a shareholder. You know, he never worked differently, and I have very much the same opinion, which is just because George owns a bigger share than me doesn't mean I'm going to work any differently or I want my company not to do as well. And I think it should be the same way around. And therefore, my views are very, very simple, which is I want Dad's shares in his name, and then we continue to grow the company, blah, blah, blah. We collectively don't fear Singh or Tinkler or anyone else. And everything that's been done to date has been done for the right reasons, as long as everyone agrees. The problem is that as long as the moment 1, 2, 3 people don't agree, it all falls down and it gives Singh, Schneider or whoever else ammunition. I think that unfortunately...
Mel, do you not agree with me? You're a fucking tiger from Leicester, right?
Sorry?
You're a pikey from Leicester.
No, no, no. I'm not. I've never been a pikey. I'm a pikey from Stoke. I was just poor. I was never a pikey.
I'm a pikey from Stoke. You know, it's like, it's a travesty, mate, if we don't get this out.
No, no, I think it is a travesty, but you know what? The whole terminology, never try and broker broker. So if your next question is convince or agree or retract your email to the accountants and to everyone saying that the company should not get into a contract with a third party which will encumber it with debt, blah, 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 before I transfer you the shares, clearly that would be a retarded thing for me to do.
I'm not asking you to do that. You can send as many emails as you want, mate.
No, which is fine.
I'll be honest with you, it's reminiscent of me sending emails to fucking Schneider.
No, I know exactly how it is, and clearly, you know, you have your cards, I have mine, and we'll see how they play out. Ideally,
no, we won't see how they play out, mate, because I don't want to fight you.
Well, which is ideally, we go, okay, look, you know what, we'll put fucking the shareholdings right. We go together, we fight together against the likes of Ramsey and Schneider. We go, you know what, over the last month, George, I've wanted to fucking, you know, send a couple of big geezers up to pin you over the desk and fuck you up the arse, and you will go, Mehul, over the last month, I've wanted to smash you in the face. And we'll go, you know what, it was a fucking marital blip, and now we're together. But, unfortunately, or I don't think, anything happens until I see Dad shares in his name. Sorry, I don't see anything happening. Anything can happen because you can do what you want to do, but I don't see us realigning until that gets done. I'm not afraid of Ranveer. I'm not afraid of Schneider.
Take a quick look at your WhatsApp.
I haven't seen it. Right. I don't really want to look at that. I prefer watching horror movies, but...
All I'm saying is, like, you know... You know how far I
wanted to go,
man.
Yeah, no, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, I don't know how to politely put this. We all have our releases, and if that's your release, that's your release.
No, that's just like in terms of like you sending a couple of guys up. Fucking
no, 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 exactly. Exactly.
I'll still be
no, but you know, it's just stupid conversations, right? As in, we all think we have the fucking antidote to our aggressors, and our aggressors normally have a bigger antidote to us, and then you up the antidote and all that sort of stuff. Whereas the right thing to do is go...
We're still on the same team, mate.
Yeah, which the right thing to do is go, okay, let's align the shareholdings or whatever. I've said to Adam earlier, I don't give a shit about Ginkgo, really. As in, I will go, you know what, if it's been overpaid, underpaid, blah, 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 let's just put it right. Mate, you deserve to get a fucking massive check, as in a bonus, not I've worked a billion hours because I can't sleep, for your efforts. I have no problems with that. But,
MP?
Yeah.
Just want to be on the same team, yeah. It's literally as simple as that.
And therefore, you know, let's just align the shareholdings, work together, and off we go. Otherwise, you know.
So can I talk to you? So I'll send another email replying to yours and also this conversation, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sorting out the shareholdings. Can I ask, can you not be a dick? Can I ask your opinion? Just as, if you don't really like, just don't go, I'm not going to do it until I've done that. Can I ask your opinion or just input on something, because I want to be transparent about it.
Yep.
Is it important going forward as well? It's not just
basically right. We're going to have a fucking legal case with fucking Tinkler tomorrow if we don't fucking do this agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the power to do it by the two new appointed directors, by the way, who have given power of attorney to Adam and I, by the way. So the two new directors are basically just appointed to go bankrupt if they need to on our behalf, or go to jail if needs be on our behalf.
Okay.
They have been legally appointed. That's it. It's not dodgy, mate.
No. I mean, I know you may not have seen all the documentation, and if you want to see it, you can see it. But like, I'm not a fool, mate. I don't just go willy nilly fucking into company's house changing shit. I have every documentation to back me up to the wazoo. But nonetheless, the point, I have had that power to invoke and do this contract with Stuart for a number of days. I haven't done it. Because I want to be open and honest with you, really, which is the main reason.
Look, my view is that, you know, as long as the shares are transferred, people can sign whatever they want. If the shares aren't transferred, then that trust isn't rebuilt. And to get those shares transferred is a document or an email to all saying, you know, we, Adam, George, and our
coach. So I'm going to challenge that because we have to enact this contract today. So I'm going to do the contract.
But we are putting money in to the company, which was the
We will be putting. No, you're going to transfer those to UK tomorrow, aren't you? Yeah. So we're going to put money in as well. Where are Matt and Anthony? Because effectively, you can see from the numbers, man, it doesn't make any fucking difference, really. It's like 53% or 55%. So. Didn't make any difference, really.
Look, I said to Adam earlier, Matt doesn't want a fight with you or I, and therefore he knows what the agreement was because I had that conversation with him, which is back George and don't back Sonny.
What do you think the agreement was? Because honestly, I'm being honest with you, mate. Right?
The agreement was get Matt to back me and not to take Sonny's deal when Sonny bid three times the shares. Sonny's deal was you.
And I'll be honest with you, I disagree with that statement. Firstly.
Okay, well, that was...
Because I think the reason that Matt took the deal with me was because I was going to the police.
I think that Matt had enough comfort in Sonny's legal team, blah, blah, blah. But Matt, but you know, the conversation was between you and I, and then me and Matt was back George because ultimately, you know, Sonny has backed around historically, blah, blah, blah. Sonny has given you a better deal, but George is trying to do the right thing. And Matt was...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When you went walking round Hyde Park Corner, where did you go? Hyde Park Park or something?
London Zoo. London Zoo. Yeah, but go on.
What was his offer?
His offer was what?
You always said, like, you know, he made a much better offer than you made.
From what I remember, his offer was, I don't know, three times the rights issue price or whatever it was. And plus Matt kept shares or something along those lines.
And but can I be honest with me?
Yeah.
You and Matt were tempted, weren't you?
Sorry?
You and Matt were tempted to take it.
I've never been tempted by money because I have enough of it. This was all about doing the right thing. And the right thing at the time seemed to be, you know, going down the other course of action.
And right now, what's the right thing?
Right now, my dad has zero shares in his name.
No, come on.
No, but the right thing is doing the right thing. And the right thing is continuing on the course of action where dad's shares are in his name. And the company continues to move forward and grow.
What's your view on what I said earlier about creating a share scheme and voting rights for everyone that we want to join the company going forward?
I think that...
So basically, we leave it as you, me, Rosie, or James, those, yeah? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, anyone we want to bring into the company that we think is of material value and we want to offer shares to, we provide them with, as many companies do, we provide them with access to the share option scheme such that there's non-voting rights, but they get the right to shareholding exactly. So you get the right to dividend income exactly the same as all of us.
I think that my views differ, but they're not so different that they can't be reconciled as long as the parties that are subject to that don't agree or do agree. So my view is that if that is the deal breaker and we can sit down with those that matter in the business, i.e. Jason, Linton, Aubrey, Alec, whoever else, and go, look, this is why... You have non-voting shares, but what we're going to do is separate or have two committees, and Committee A votes on how the business works, and Committee B is in the free shareholding, votes on sort of material aspects of business. But
so for example, we're going to go and buy Dataminer.
That would be... Well, we can't afford data mining. We're $1.5 billion. But if you have this big committee at the top, That big committee can do certain things, which is X, Y, and Z. But the underlying committee, the underlying committee should control everything in the business. Huh?
Yeah, no, and that's what the plan.
What's the quantum in your mind that the LSC that runs the business day in, day out should be entitled to?
They should be able to hire, fire, any new systems, recruitment, blah, blah, blah. The only thing that the God committee should be able to do is sell the business, buy another business, do a rights issue, blah, blah, blah.
But the way that it was structured back at Rand Limited under Schneider's direction, effectively, as he wrote the fucking shells agreement, was anything over 15 grand went to the God committee. I don't think 15 grand is enough for the LSD.
No, no, I agree.
So I'm asking you, what do you think is a fair quantum?
I think that the staff should be able to spend up to 100 grand on hiring, recruiting, whatever it is, systems, blah, blah, blah. Anything above 100 grand goes to the God committee.
Love the way you fucking splash the cash, man.
That's your overdraft limit, isn't it?
I don't really have anything else to say.
But it's not even that. It's just the way Flight Club works as well. And, you know, that's currently...
How much money have they got?
Well, they've currently been voted the second biggest startup.
They're doing
in
well.
The UK,
they're doing so. Well.
I know exactly. So why you know? So my view is significantly less than 100 grand. It's more like 40 grand.
But I got that number from Flight Club because I got the email a month ago as to how the share structure works. And
you got that? Say that again, mate. You got that from where?
I got that from Flight Club. I got the article, sort of the change of, you know, things or whatever, as to this is how it's going to work. And you know what? I can't knock it because they have a business
we are smaller, but we
should be bigger. That's the scary thing. I mean, Steve's doing a fucking brilliant job, and my shareholding is now worth shitloads. But actually, Ranswalk has the ability, or Jet, or
just out of whatever. Interest, man. How big is your cock?
It's not bad. And
hold it
home. And to quantify it, there's 1.3 billion Indians in the world, so we know how to use it.
Are you Indian?
So it's not all about size, it's what you do with it as well.
Your kids have done pretty well, mate. Those kids are very, very cute.
Well, there's 1.3 billion of us, so we know how to use it.
Well, I'm assuming 1.3 billion didn't attend to your wife. All right, mate, I'll drop you an email. I shared all I can share in this conversation. It's been an hour long. My aspirations remain the same.
Okay, cool. I'll speak to you later.
MP?
Okay.
MP?
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
All right, mate. Bye.
Okay, thanks, mate. I'll speak to you later.
Bye.
Bye, mate.